League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
CP Podcast, man. I'm your host, CP, and it's CP Podcast, a podcast where we talk about the shit CP want to talk about, and you already know, when you talk about the shit I want to talk about, you can get the fuck on. Now, got my dog with me, man. Amir is in the building in all black. That's a dog-ass hundred shirt, my G.
Appreciate it. I got it on the sale.
For real?
Waiting. Yeah.
You be like waiting on that shit to go crazy?
Sometimes they'll send me an email, be like, we're having a sale, and I was like,
yeah,
I'll do that. I was a Memorial Day sale or something like that, but the shirt is cool, but the cargos I got.
Oh,
I've been eyeing those, and they were like 100 something. I got them for like 50, 60 of them.
I got these, I got some Gucci khakis like that I've been looking at. And then finally got them, but they just some big ass hammer pants type shit. But I fuck with them. I be wearing them all the time. I fuck with them. But I just like, like, it's crazy. I like the quality of Gucci shit. So I feel you on that. I be watching it. I get emails and texts from them all the time. Like, I think they put good shit together. I like the hundreds a lot too.
Yeah.
I used to wear the bombs.
the bomb thing. Yeah.
So that shit is lit.
I went to Stussy outlet this past weekend.
Is it Stussy or Stussy?
I think it's Stussy. It has the two dots over the U. Like Uber.
Oh.
So it's probably
Stussy.
Yeah,
okay.
Stussy. I think that's how you pronounce it. They had an outlet. Their stuff wasn't as cheap as I thought it was going to be. Like, it's an outlet sale kind of thing. But I wasn't too mad either. I did grab some stuff as well. And that's a brand that I've been rocking with for a minute.
Hey, these outlets don't be outletting a lot lately. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, man, this shit ain't... this is regular price shit.
Basically, they were selling the shirts for like 30. And I was like, well, how much do they normally go for? And the dudes were telling me they usually go for 50. So I was like, okay, that's a discount.
Man, I want some shit for $10 at the outlet. Like, nigga, I want a $10 shirt because they usually be 20. You know what I'm saying?
It was in a weird spot, too. They had it... It was like a tent, like, outside of this thing called Foodie Land that they do in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl. Mm. Like, they put it there. It's not always there.
Okay.
This is the first time they had it in L.A. for a while because I'm subscribed to their Eventbrite. I've been waiting for an outlet event in, like, L.A. area for a minute.
Yeah. Shout out to niggas who going to look for the deals, though.
Yeah,
man, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, bro, what's important is having shit. People forget that. I think that niggas be, like, the most important thing is having it. I think that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves for the process.
Yeah.
To get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you want this car. This car costs 100 grand. You be like, man, I ain't got 100 grand to get that car. So you tell yourself not to want it. Meanwhile, the police auction got one for 40 bands right in your budget because it's your job to want it. It's not your job to know how you're going to get it or to worry about how you're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? I think people rob themselves of their process because they just scared to want some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like nigga, I'm in the market for some new clothes. Let me see what's out there.
Nigga, Yo Gotti did a song where he talked about he had a crush on Angela Simmons.
He did.
And it worked. This nigga, bro, you don't think that nigga wake up with that forehead every day and be like, man, I know what kind of forehead I got. I know if I shit like a big ass toe. I know that. But I'm going to shoot my shot. And that motherfucker went in, man. So, yeah, you got to, you know, you got to want what you want, man. And let that be it. You know what I'm saying? What was we just talking about, bro? I said, let's save it for the podcast. I forgot just that quick.
It was a few things. The pressure is like Bronny having, like, the pressure that he's having right now.
So the draft is the highest. The draft is coming up, like, tomorrow or some shit. Or, like, this week. Soon? The draft is
June,
like,
right? Yeah, so
I saw coverage was about to start.
It is starting, yeah. So it must be very soon. But I'm saying, like, is Bronny under pressure that, like, we've never seen from a child of, like, somebody at LeBron's caliber? Just in basketball, not in, like, all time or whatever. Like, all entertainment, so just basketball. Like, who else we seen like under that much pressure to be like something? I don't even think they even asking bro to be the same as LeBron. They just like, man, if you give us 50%.
Yeah, I think here's the thing that you got to understand. Right now, in the last probably 30 years, the media machine is getting bigger. Mm-hmm. So like high level prospects like that are going to just, like LeBron was under a lot of pressure to be LeBron.
Yeah, he was.
Wimby under a lot of pressure to be Wimby. People who didn't meet the pressure, Ben Simmons, was touted super high.
Yeah,
he just has been a disappointment after injuries, disappointment. Man. Lonzo Ball injuries, but also just like not being the next Magic Johnson like they sold him to us as.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So like, you know, we can't sit up here and act like people get put under this pressure and then they always meet and exceed the expectations. A lot of times they don't, which is why the pressure is there, because most of the time, Zion coming out of college, bro,
was a monster.
I was like, bro, sports might not never be the same. This nigga might dunk so hard, he scored a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how, and it's just like, man, you have to show up. And so you got guys who show up who you don't even expect to. And that's what they're trying to basically, which I don't like, they're trying to sell Bronny as one of these guys that's going to show up when you're not expecting them to. But they're trying to make you expect them to show up.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's hard to say that when he's LeBron James' son. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be moments there where he going to show out for sure. Right. Like, it's just in the DNA. But what level are they trying to, like, necessarily measure him at? Because I don't know if he's going to be number one draft pick. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing that I think people forget. There are so many variations of us. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the scary thought. LeBron might not even be the best LeBron in his genetic makeup that never made it here.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, because we understand what came together to make LeBron, but there was a million sperm in that. It could have been one that would have been doper than LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to talk about a nigga's genetics, it's like, well, that's the thing. We're only seeing one version of this person. And now we see a son, and here is a variation, right? Like, he has a love for the game, the same, but maybe not the same size. So maybe this nigga can shoot way better than LeBron, or he could have a, but it's like, they're all bronze.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like the multiverse of LeBron's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I think that, like, we kind of arrogantly as humans forget that we're only a drop of the jug of water. You know what I'm saying? We are one singular drop, but it's a drop that's going to be colder or warmer, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, have a, you know, but it's all the same water. So, you know, I think that what you bank on is the fact that, here's the thing. I'm going to say it like this. They pay LeBron like he's an outlier.
Yeah.
Like he's special, right? We're about to see how special he is, because let's not forget, Giannis got two brothers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Three brothers, I think, that was in the league, or two in the league, something like that.
I think it's
two in the
sure.
league, and one either in the G League or on his way up. But we've seen three variations of same mom, same dad, and then you get Giannis, mm-hmm. right? Steph Curry got a brother in the league. Seth is dope. He's not Steph, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think that Bronny is going to be revolutionary, because he's going to stop this shit. Because it's like, y'all paying LeBron like he's special because he is special. And if y'all think his son going to be just like him just because he his son, then what's special about LeBron? If that's the case, then let's just start pumping babies out of this nigga. And we're going to always have a LeBron. If that's the case. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man.
See, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, we'll see. Man. I don't... Who has first pick? Is it San Antonio?
Nah, or is it somebody else? Nah, it's Atlanta. Oh, I think Atlanta got the first pick. They're not taking Bronny down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then you know, they already said they already said that they're not gonna do a two-way. CP, we gotta get the Bronny rookie cards no matter what. What up, Zay? What do you mean we gotta get? I got like four of them. You're late to the party, brother. Bowman, you, Chrome, 24-pack, 2024 box. You'll get Bronny's, you get Angel Reese's, you get Caitlin Clark's, you get Paige Buckner, you get DJ Wagner, you get, I mean, bro, I'm telling you the sauce, bro. And you might get some autograph. Come on, man. But yeah, Zoe, I do hope Bronny shut everybody up. I just think that he's not because they're expecting LeBron. Like, why this nigga just can't be sweet? Like, okay, for example, Steph sweet. Steph got four rings in the LeBron era.
Yeah.
But he's not doing what LeBron doing, but he's just doing it in his own way. And niggas respect that. That's all we can hope that Bronny is able to do is carve out a niche for himself. He can't be LeBron.
He can't be a carbon copy of LeBron.
He can't.
He's not even built like
that. He don't have the size, right? Yeah. Like, he can't do that. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, the other thing we talked about, what was the other thing we talked about?
We talking about some gaming shit.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, this first, you know, I want to talk about the shit I want to talk about. Then we're going to go into this conspiracy that I got for y'all. That's crazy today. I got a wild conspiracy today that I'm excited about because the last few weeks have been kind of conspiracy light. But we about to get back into it for real. But Fortnite has a fucking resurgence now.
Yeah.
Yo, I didn't know that, bro. So you can, so you just, it like count down and then you spawn back in?
Yeah. So I think like when you first, the first wave of it is like when you die, it's like 20 seconds or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not too long, yeah. But it's long enough to be like, hey, if we get wiped, it's
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
But it plays pretty much the same. The guns are different than in the regular mode of Fortnite. There's no cars or anything like that.
Okay. That
so
makes sense.
They kept it.
The map
it,
smaller?
The map is smaller. Okay. You got different POIs and shit.
Okay.
Old
school shit, you said, right? Like Pleasant Park.
Yeah, Pleasant Park, yeah, Tilted that's Towers.
Hard. That's hard.
And smaller variants of other areas too. But that it, I played it over the week and somebody told me about it. I saw it, but I was like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I just thought it was going to be similar to like what the regular game was. And I had played a mode in like the current meta or whatever. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like,
dog, the cars go crazy, bro.
But it was the cars, but then it was like a rift. And then I'm coming out and I'm got a guitar and I'm like jamming in there. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
like, I
don't know. Okay, listen. I get it. It sounds crazy, but man, I got a dub yesterday. Shout out to my dog, Rez Thomas, man. We was on the phone and I'm like, bro, I'm on mute. Mm-hmm. But I'm playing the game. I'm listening to my nigga talk. But I'm like, bro, I hear you, dog. But I'm having one of the craziest games of my life right now. And it's like, bro, I'm talking about like, I got a car. I put the spike bumper on it because you just shred motherfuckers with that. Like, you run through them, bam, kill instantly. It's like fucking butter how you cut through these niggas with this fucking. So then a nigga blow me out the car. Pause. Wow. You know what I'm saying? A nigga blow my car up. And now I'm on feet. So I run up this mountain, and I get on a jump pad, and like, you know, parachute to another mountain. So now he coming around there, nigga. Why do I get on the mountain and it's landmines just standing there like brand new? I pick them up, I start throwing them down. I don't know, have you seen the new purple landmines that you just put down?
I've seen the C4.
Yeah, C4. I'm not okay. My bad, not landmines. No, because C4.
I thought they had added some new shit. That
No. My bad. It's C4.
Okay, so you got to blow it up yourself.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You got to trigger it. Right. My bad. So. He coming up the mountain, bro, and I'm just throwing them down, right? It was six of them. Because you get three, but it was, yeah, two of them right there. So I picked up two and I had six. Throwing them down. I'm running, throwing them down. He don't even see me throwing them down, bro. I get behind this rock. Nigga, all I see is the numbers on the screen of like 300, 295. I hit myself in the eye. Goddamn, 395. Him like, his car blowing up. Then I see the footprints. I know he on foot. Now I come off from behind this rock, bro. With the fucking shotty, so crazy, dog. And not the, I had the combat shotty, not the little pump. So the one that's bah.
Oh, yeah. That, oh my God.
Bro.
That's some PTSD with that.
Man,
shit.
I was so hyped, dog. Blast that nigga. Nigga, bam, victory royale, start greeting in. Ooh, right, fuck, drink, ooh, Robin with the heat. Bro, that shit was lit. Anyway, so yeah, man, I'm fucking with the Fortnite, man. I had to change my name on there. It was Comedian CP. I felt like niggas was killing me knowing who I was and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to change that. Because I made my PlayStation like years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, fuck it. Nah, it's like, I can't be out here as me getting killed. You know what I'm saying?
I could definitely be like, somebody trying to talk some shit to me.
Yeah, and then they talk some shit on Call of Duty. They be like, hey, this you? I'd be like, nah, man, I'm gone, man. Get the fuck out of here. But I changed my name. So if y'all fucking with me, man, you know, I'll shoot y'all. Matter of fact, I'm about to put it in the chat, too. This is my... This is my gamer tag. PS5. Fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? It's a message. It's backwards. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta decipher what I'm trying to say. Just like AT extraterrestrial. I don't know where that nigga at, but shout out to him. Anyway, who in the chat today, man? While we about to go over who our sponsor is for the day. Who is in the chat? Let's see. What up, DeJane? Zoe World. What up, though? Let's talk about this damn sun and this artificial ass heat. Ooh, DeJane, you. We're going to talk about it. Zaynova. Let me see. Mike Winters. What up, though? Eric D. What's the deal? I Moses. D313. I said Zoe World. Unimpressive movement. Ty Gemini. What up, Ty? Maurice Moore. Is that everybody? Yeah, there you go. You feel me? Fuck 12. Period. Anyway, so dog, speaking of 12, all right, so Amir, peep this. I'm about to send you this shit on and I don't know how you're gonna bring it up. But this shit is wild. So, okay. Have you ever seen the movie hold on. Man, dog, niggas be boy. You open up the group chat. You liable to see some heat. You got to damn near keep your phone face down. Like, god damn. Hold on. I'm sending this to the group chat for the podcast. Check this shit out real quick. So this is, if y'all have seen the movie, it's a couple of movies that I want to reference. Demolition Man is one of them. Have you seen Demolition Man?
Mm-mm. I've heard of it, though.
With so it has like Wesley Snipes in it, and it has what's the other nigga name? It's not Jean-Claude Van Damme. Is it Sylvester Stallone? Who was in Demolition Man? Who was the white dude? I know Wesley Snipes was the nigga in it, but who was the white dude? I think it was Sylvester Stallone, I want to say.
Yep.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sandra Bullock and
yeah. Sandra Bullock is in it. Yep. So, in this movie, what was interesting about it is it was similar to like a dystopian society. Which, what does dystopian mean, bro? Because I know that's what it is, but what does dystopian mean? Like future society is falling or something like that type shit.
Yeah, it's like almost dystopian is like a disconnect from reality. It feels like broken.
Let's look that up. Yeah, let's look it up and see what that means.
I would say the opposite of utopian.
Is it utopia or dystopia? You know what is it?
Relating to or denoting an imagined state or society where there's great suffering or injustice.
Okay, so this is a post-dystopian society, right? Because this is what happened was they had created a peaceful world where like it was no crime because they had put people, like if you went to prison, instead of you being like in prison, they would put you in this big ass like glass like cylinder, and they would fill it up with this liquid and just instantly freeze you. Like niggas was getting like freeze dried.
That's crazy.
And so, but they had these sensors on your head while you were frozen. They were reworking your brain, like taking all the crime out and putting in like any kind of valuable skill. So like whatever skill that they randomly put in you, like the ability to knit. Like sweaters and shit like that. They'll put that in niggas' head. So when you got out of from being thawed out, you could go be a knitter. Like that was your job to go do that. Mm. Right. And so what's dope about that is basically like the prison system is so fucked up, right? Like with the bed bugs all in some jails, right? But then it's like, well, what do these niggas deserve if they're criminals? Right. But at the same time, we expect them to be rehabilitated. We expect them to come out a better person by putting them in a worse scenario than they was in when they was already the worst motherfucker they could be. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what the movie was about. Basically how the programming that they had put into like the prison system leaked out and basically began to make the society way better with no criminals, right? But then with that kind of programming, who's to say that somebody can't get a hold of the code and input damaging messages about what your brain should be on, right? Like criminal, like mastermind. Imagine like somebody download mastermind criminal activity into your brain. And so that's what the movie is about. Like everything was fine. And then some person who wanted to disrupt shit while Wesley Snipes was in jail, they nigga downloaded like a super criminal into this nigga's mind. So when he got thawed out, this nigga was going berserk. He thawed out all the criminals. He boosted up all their brains, and then Sylvester Stallone had to fight all of that. Now, that's a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
three things about that movie have always stood out to me. Number one, they never told us what the seashells did. It was these seashells that they said, we don't have toilet paper. We got three seashells. And they just left it at that. And I'm like, what the fuck? Are they scooping the shit out their ass with the shell? Like, what the fuck going on? Right? Number two, they have flat screen TVs in that movie. Right? This is like 1992. Flat screen, on the wall, FaceTime TVs, right? Number three, the biggest thing is they had self-driving cars in that movie. Like, literally like how the Tesla is. You just do self-drive, and it would take over. And it was like revolutionary back then for some shit like, wow, yeah, right. Now it's like, nigga, all that shit is normal. Nigga, they just announced today that they're releasing this new type of prison system where you would experience years of prison in like minutes.
So like ages you?
No. No. It like they're putting memories, emotions, remorse, regret, they're putting it into your brain and reprogramming you. They put you in this machine, Amir, and it'll be 5 minutes of you experiencing some of the most heightened, crazy emotions and memories and seeing shit from the point of view of the victim and feeling their pain and understand all of that in 5 minutes. To you, it felt like 10 years. Then they take it off and be like, you fixed. And niggas come out of that shit like, I don't ever want to hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, pull up what I just sent you.
Let me see.
Because this shit is wild. Because this is, I mean, like, two things that stand out to me about shit like this is that who's to say that we not living in this shit already? Like, who's to say that we not, this is not what the fuck we are literally living in right now. If they can make 10 years or 5 years, if they can make that in 5 minutes, giving you this AI, and oh, by the way, it's an AI prison. I should say that this is an AI prison. I'm going to put the link in the chat for y'all to be able to see it too. If you're going to get done with this 5 minute training and it still feel like 10 years and all that, I want a motherfucker to be 25 years older and have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kill somebody in my family, dog. If we can't get you and the police got to get you, I want you to do as much time. I want you to suffer or get killed or some shit like that. But then it's like, dog, I think that mindset, although it's like frontal lobe, initial, you know, on the nose concept, is kind of devout any like sympathy for like the human experience. It's like people fuck up. Because I know that if my people fucked up, let's say like your dad murdered somebody and he had to go to prison, but he was only in prison for 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, then it's like, dog, my dad is better. He's not a murderer anymore. And you know what I'm saying? You get him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Shit like this is like, it almost makes me like, I don't even know if the word is jealous. Like, but I just want them to suffer the way that somebody else suffered. But I guess it's like, or do I want them to be a better person? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you could instantly be a better person, isn't that what it's about?
That's in theory what it's supposed
to be. In theory.
In theory. But I guess it's just like, it's just some things you just, you know, you can't take it, like, obviously can't take it back. You know, people be like, no, you know, we want to do like an eye for an eye or whatever the fuck.
Right.
But it's like, you know, it'll never, like, the thing is, I don't think it'll ever, like, equal out to being like, it felt justified. You know what I'm saying? Like, or a reason that it can make you be like, oh, now I can live better knowing that that's a better person. But on the back end, I lost, you know, like somebody killed somebody. I lost a family member or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is considered justice per se?
Well, because theoretically, after your 15-minute sentence is up.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This is how I know that it's scary. I don't know if they could see it, because I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, I won't be able to hear it. But
they ask you, do you want to go do 10 years in prison? Or do you want to do 5 minutes in here? Like, just that sentence lets you know that 5 minutes is not no hoe.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like,
impossible. It's almost like, I would imagine it being like a, like, dreaming.
No, they
but
say.
But like, even, but it would be like, to like a, I'm about extreme
to, I'm
degree.
About to, so since they can't hear it, I'm about to play it real quick on my phone. Patreon, this for y'all, obviously. Y'all already know how we play it, so everybody else not going to be able to know what the fuck going on. Allowing the system to adapt. Hold on. So that mean that they be like, oh, you sorry? You not sorry enough? And they just those. Listen, bro, I don't know if people understand what they're saying that they can do. Basically, like, they can get into your mind and they can basically synthetically take you through experiences that they can only describe or quantify as memories. They can't call it anything else but memories. But really, these are like high intense lucid dreams that they control the scenario of. Right? It's like putting you on a bunch of shrooms and then putting you in an environment where they can control your emotions. Now, mind you, who's to say that we're not in that right now? Like, who's to say that we're not on some other planet walking through the mall? We like, mommy, let me do the earth thing. She's like, oh my God, how much time we got? We got 3 minutes. And we get in this bitch and have families for 40 years in 5 minutes. It's 80, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, what they're saying that they can do with this machine, the problem with that is how it's going to revolutionize every other thing. Like, you think I want to play a regular video game? No, nigga, I want to be in Fortnite now. I want to be driving that car. I want to feel the bullets, but not die. You ever have a dream so disturbing that you wake up and you just like, man, I just don't feel like I was too real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it can have your emotions fucked up for like the next hour to 2 hours of after you wake up. Like, man, that dream I had was crazy. Like, it just felt so, and it's like, bruh, what I'm telling you is that what they say in the video is that they rehabilitate you so that you can come back out and work into the workforce, which will increase the workforce, which would then reflect in taxes and all of that kind of stuff being lower for everybody and society being doper. This is the first step of that. This is where it starts, right? But it's like having control over somebody's brain like that, and you're a person who could just, like they did in Demolition Man, put the worst kind of thoughts in you, or put the, you know what I'm saying? Or let's take it to another level. Nigga, you think I want to watch porn again? No, nigga, I'm about to get into porn and fuck all these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm about to fight Mike Tyson. I'm about to bite E.T. I don't know why, as a kid, I was like, man, I'll bite the shit out that nigga. You know, still something about E.T., man. He like a big-ass chocolate dog. But, I mean, I just, what you think about that, bro? Do you think that people deserve to just go to jail and rot? Or do you think that to become a better person and that being the ultimate goal? I'm gonna look in the comments while you think about it, or while you talk about it.
I think like sending jail and rotting is crazy, but I really feel like it just depends on what you did. The goal is obviously to rehabilitate, but even with that, it just depends. Like, it really depends on the kind of crime that's committed and the people that are doing it. Like, everybody's mind is totally different, so it's gonna work out in a different way. And some people just don't learn. Like, that's just what it is, too. Like,
but that's the thing, though. They just don't learn. People, because, Amir, imagine, like, that's what I'm saying. Like they're hijacking your cortex. Like, nigga, you finna learn. Like, you have no choice. Like, I think that in prison, I'm on the fence. Because, I mean, I'm looking in the comments. I see Eric D talk about his PTSD. Zay Nova, like, he ready to go to prison. Dejanay, like, take me to jail. Zoe World, like, you know, three hots in the cop, because them minutes will destroy you. Them couple minutes can destroy you, right? But hear me out. See, the way I look at this is that, like, they're using it for punishment right now, or for corrective purposes against people who have done these crimes. But people go to prison, bro, and be kingpins in jail. Still orchestrating kills. Like, you're not defeating a criminal until you defeat the criminal mindset, for real. Like, people get out of jail and be worse. People go to jail and get drug connects and get smarter.
Yeah, they get out of jail and go do the same shit.
Yeah, or worse.
Yeah.
How many times have we seen a motherfucker go to jail, sit there, I'm gonna kill this bitch when I get out. I'm gonna kill this bitch when I get out. 12 years later, I'm gonna kill this bitch when I get out. They get out, they go kill the bitch, now they back in. Told y'all, niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's like, bro. So like, as much as you want people to suffer, what about people becoming better? Not just better criminals, but like, imagine taking criminals out of society. Like, sending criminals to, put it like this, dog.
I think that's a slippery slope, though. Kind of like how we were saying, what we know what supposedly makes a good person. Mm-hmm. It's like the conversation we had about morals before.
Right.
But when it comes to crime and stuff like that, what is a long enough, like, what kind of memories, and it's supposed to be like based on your brain or anything like that. But who's to say that ain't enough for this particular person? Or who's to say this is too much for this particular person? It becomes a slippery slope of who's in control of that kind of programming in general.
But see, here's the thing, though.
And it's like, we don't know if the outcome is that these people will actually be better. Because you can see that they're fucked up when they leave it. Because it's like, I'm traumatized by that. But it just has to be a thing of like, you have to watch for a long time.
Yeah.
In order to see if there's actual change behavior.
But that's why they're calling it memories, though. That's why they're basically breaking you down. Right? And I also think that, I think you or I, we're already better than a criminal. Like, we're already, that's a slippery subject to say. We're already in a better mind state than somebody who's unstable. But just based on the fact that we're stable, right? You look at people who are mental patients. Well, that medicine that they're giving them pills that's destroying their brain, is just putting them in a vegetative state, right? That vegetative state is enough to not be combative, not beat up the nurses, not, right? And so if they could be in that state, like, damn, that nigga used to be a D-boy. Now he at McDonald's. Like, you want to drink? That's his prison. That's the prison. They always say the prison is up here. That's better than him being a fucking criminal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for I see him, your point, but like I said, that's a slippery slope.
I mean, yeah, because
that's a very, like, it's...
because here's the thing, though. Imagine them being able to get into your cortex like that, your frontal lobe, whatever, isolate dementia and Alzheimer's, and then be able to, if they could put memories into your head, think about what they could do with people who need memories that they've lost. Right?
That could be like the good side of it.
That could be the good side of it. But I think the issue is that if you stay a good person, don't kill nobody, you know, don't be on no bullshit, you can keep your brain. It's like the way it sounds like.
Don't always necessarily end up the way, because we see a lot of things with wrongful convictions or people just get arrested for no reason.
Absolutely.
And then they now like, you want to go home, then you're going to sit in this.
But guess what, though?
10 minutes, bro.
But guess what, though? You ain't hear some of the other shit they said. They said that while you're being uploaded this information, they're downloading your information.
Mm.
So if you didn't do it, ain't no more lie detector test. This is Black Mirror. Like, we know you didn't do it because we can see that you didn't do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. But like I said, this reliance on tech, which has to be controlled by somebody.
But you know, like, I mean, you understand what I'm trying to say, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro. Like, I just think that
I don't know. We can't trust them already. They're already the ones that are in effect to take control over these things. And then they're supposed to allow the systems to work in a way that is fair for everybody.
Fair for everybody or safe for everybody? Because if you're like...
Well, in order for it to be safe, it has to be fair.
No.
Because if you go
No.
Because if you're going into it and it's like, okay, well, this we're getting your information, it's like, oh, he didn't do it, then whatever. Like, we, you know,
I think it has to be you said it gotta be safe to be fair.
Yeah.
I think it has to be fair to be safe.
Or
because I think that safe is the ultimate goal. Safe is the groundwork. If we have a safe society, so much can be done. You know what I'm saying? Like, a safe society changes everything as far as how people can move throughout society to be able to attain different things. Safe means that I could go to a neighborhood that's racist or a town that's racist and be fine. Safe means that I could go to the hood. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, and let me say this too. Let me see. Hold on. I gotta make sure I get this ad from Ty Nico real quick. I need to add. Yeah. So that's my whole thing, is just like what made this exciting to me is the fact that it's like good people don't have to, good people who make mistakes, because they are like, you know, if you have the correct remorse, and that's what I like about it. Let's say like there's a certain level of empathy that people need to have in order to establish a normalness or a stat quo in your brain. And that's the level that they're looking for. And let's say that level is 78% and you're at 72%. You might not need as much of an intensive treatment as somebody who was at 13%. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if they could fine tune it like that, which is what it sounds like they're doing, I mean, dude, that could really change. It's just like, man, too many people I know that they went to prison, right? And came back worse with their whole life gone. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just think that like society is about to get very, very, we going through it right now. Shit about to change right now. Right now is about to change. And what I mean by that is like people about to start living longer. It's about to be a shift in the way that we use technology right alongside ourselves with these robots coming. You heard about the Tesla bots that are coming? They're like $30,000.
Like, I feel like we talked about them on here before because he unveiled them like 2 years ago.
But now like they're coming out next year and like they got them. Like they're out here. And you can get skin for them. You can dress them up how you want. They're integrating them with the cars. You can send it to go pick somebody up, go pick your kids up from school. Like, and it's about to start doing more and more and more and more shit in society. Like, bruh, life as a human is going to get different. If you've noticed how we all look younger than our parents did and our grandparents did. Nigga, my grandparents looked like grandparents when they was in high school. You look at their house and picture.
I mean, that's right? In general, like people back then, what do you say? You got a civil rights face.
Because, right. Because they were working way harder. Yeah. Not just black people, white people too.
Yeah.
It was hard work being that racist as a young man. You know what I'm saying?
Once you were like 16, you was working, bro.
You was working and you was hard work
all day.
Still work. That, you know what I'm saying?
And then so, people also weren't living that long either.
They weren't living that long. And so you reached the level of maturity earlier because midlife was 26, 25.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
By 50, you was like...
Yeah, you was like, I'm an old man, and you're a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Bad back, knees fucked up. Meanwhile, LeBron is about to be fucking 40. He's still in the NBA because it's a lot less hard work now as being a human. This is the best time to live that we know of, right? I think that our bodies are going to get smaller and our heads are going to get bigger. We're going to fuck around and turn into these aliens. Have you heard that theory? There's a theory that the Greys are time travelers and they're actually us who are back in time interdimensionally to warn us that we're about to fuck up the planet, fuck up the way that we see the sun, and it's going to be so polluted and we're going to have to go underground and our skin is going to turn gray, our eyes are going to get bigger because we're going to need to be able to see in the dark. And we're going to turn into a different thing. And so they're trying to stop that because they're running out of resources. It's like a bunch of famine, disease, and everything that's happening to them that they're trying to stop by stopping us from fucking up whatever we about to fuck up.
I think I have heard you mention that point, at least.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, how would that happen? Well, that would happen with shit like this. Right, where we start to synthetically create these scenarios where we've taken these vaccines and things that make us live longer, make our organs just go no matter what, like super organ type of shit, stem cell type shit. Little shit like they got these pills for the dogs, nigga, that shit coming for us too. Have you heard about the pill for the dog? Mm-hmm. You take this pill and have your dog living longer than you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's only a matter of time, nigga, like, before they, you know what I'm saying? Before they having them bitches for us. You feel me? Like, well, we can live longer. And, you know, and so the way I usually stay healthy, though, is taking sea moss. And that's why I fuck with Nico Kitchen Shop. CMOS.com. Our CMOS is incredible, man. It's a natural product. It's packed with all of the essential vitamins and minerals that can help with digestion, boost your immune system, and even boost your energy and your libido. All right? Nico offers a vast range of everything from CMOS applesauce to capsules to even tasty CMOS gummies. That's what I love, actually, is the gummies. Them bitches is like, it's like chewing a vitamin that got a little Viagra in it. But, you know, all their products are 100% natural. No sugars, all coconut sugar, food sugar, like glucose for real. The good shit. And, of course, all my CPs get a discount code. So y'all already know. Head over to NicoKitchenShop.com. Use the promo code CPSEMI at the checkout, and you will get an exclusive discount on your order. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I usually tell y'all, but it's a big surprise. So y'all need to go over there and check it out. But, yeah, great way to give your diet just a natural boost. Boost your energy. I got, like, five things going on today. I got to shoot a show today. I got all kind of shit I got to record. Without that CMOS, man, I would be really running on E. So remember, man, go to NicoKitchenShop.com, use the promo code CPSENTME, and get an exclusive discount when you check out. All right? So, yeah, that's that. It's just like, you know, this kind of mind control is scary because here's what I always like to think. Everything is 20 years old. And that's how I look at it. I remember my dad being in the military telling me about hand sanitizer. This is way back in the day. Like, when we first got it, he's like, man, they used to use that. Nigga, and like, we'd be in the jungle or whatever. And we, you know, like, that's how they was washing their hands in the military, was with hand sanitizer. Before niggas was even thinking about that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shit like night vision goggles. We already talked about that, right? How they changed it from red to green because of the interdimensional viewing that they was doing. But also, the fact that you can just get some night vision goggles now, just to have at the crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, this technology, not the way that they're applying this technology, but this technology to hack a brain is... the fact that they're even telling us, like, yeah, we could do this with this. That's like, nigga, what? That's like saying, like, that's the equivalent of, like, putting some spaghetti in one of them country crock butter tubs. Like, nigga, you been had the butter tub. You know what I'm saying? Like, they been had this technology. They just using it to be like, oh, this could be a prison. This could be a bowl for spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dog, this could be way more than a prison. They don't know what to do with it. They don't want to make it a video game because it's too expensive to put that in everybody's home. They don't want to make it, you know what I'm saying, like a computer. They try to. I mean, you see that we got the fucking facial, what's the Apple shit? Vision Pro.
Yeah, Vision Pro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's hacking your brain, but in a different way. That's turning you into the computer. They have made us into the OS. Nigga, you the computer. You opening up tabs on yourself and walking into, you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, shit is changing very, very fast. And I don't know if people can recognize what's going on with this technology, bruh. Like, we about to be on some whole other shit. And I think that this is going to lend to us living longer and then them being able to get more money out of us. I saw somebody, I think it was Dejanay. And Zoe World, and mistake me if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but we're talking about prisons being private, and somebody gonna die to protect the fact that you don't understand. They're gonna make more, like, they know that this is coming. So they're gonna move their money and invest it in wherever the sheep are headed next. And that's how I go. It's like, oh, y'all about to do that? Cool. They're gonna build this big ass barn over here. And I bet when y'all scared of sheep, they're gonna run straight to this barn, and then we got their ass over here. Like, so you think that y'all getting free? Nigga, no, we went and bought the next gas station over. It's like, they're going to make money putting these motherfuckers back into work for us, bro. And paying them minimum wage because they're convicted felons.
Well, they do, they make more money off of them in jail.
But that's not going to be the case anymore. You know that they, okay, so same way they do in jail, right? You get the job. Let's say they end up just making license plates. Well, you're not going to get paid what somebody out here would get paid making license plates. The whole idea is that they're getting this free labor, this slavery in this jail, right? So now they take them same criminals, make them less dangerous, and put that same slavery mentality all out in the world. You want to work at the plant? Cool. But you can't get paid what everybody else get paid because you a felon. But it don't matter because you're going to take whatever we get your ass because we already hacked your fucking brain. You see what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like this is, you know, I don't know. This is something that really struck me as I watched it yesterday. I was like, yo, this is going to change everything. Because niggas be scared to go to prison because they don't want to get fucked. Imagine you just got to kill a nigga. Like, man, I got to get this nigga up out of here, dog. I'm going to kill him, go do my 5 minutes, come back strange as hell. But he gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. It's very interesting, bro.
So I want to reiterate that it is a concept. Somebody just made it.
Oh, it's a concept?
Yeah.
I thought they was coming with this. I thought they was...
No, it's a concept. It's some guy just made it.
Right.
And, so it's just an idea.
But he's the guy that has the idea and the business plan for it. Because they're saying that they could possibly... I saw that. They said that they could possibly kill him before he's able to get this off the ground, which is why releasing this to people and making them understand what it could be is, you know, and this is just AI too.
So AI, like, AI gonna fuck around and cause famine before anything else.
Nah, I think that because you can ask AI the question, how do we solve the famine issue on a level of, dog, what do you mean?
It's more about what it uses. That's what it, like, I think it's just.
Yeah, the you mean like the energy that it uses?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to cause more issues in that regard. If they don't be like, all right, we just got to dial it back. Like, we can't do this. And I think we'll get to that point by the end of next year. Before they really, there's a bubble here that, like I said, everybody's grasping to try to make the next big thing something.
Right.
And the thing is that people have to necessarily want to accept it more than they want to reject it. I would say we're kind of split like 50-50 on this AI shit. Some shit is cool, some shit is not. And we're trying to figure out where to find the line between that. But what it's doing to all, it's not necessarily happening in America per se, but in other places where they already are deprived of resources, they're stripping the natural water away because AI has to use a lot of water in order for it to work in general. That's not something that a lot of people know. But that is like, that's what we need to survive on this planet, is water. But also it's fucking up the electric grid to the point where it's causing people to be like, y'all gotta, we gotta make a choice here. Do people have AC or do they just, we power our AI machines?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like with the cost of that kind of stuff. And also it's just like certain things are just like slowly toppling on top of each other. Sony and all these other groups, they're starting to sue these AI companies because they're using their music to train and stuff like that. When a couple years ago, it was like, they seemed like they were kind of with it. Now they're going against it. McDonald's stopped their AI thing. They were trying to do an AI drive-through. That shit was fucking up everybody's orders. So they was like, man, fuck it. We're not doing that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Pull up. Can you pull that up? Because I want to see what they said about that.
Yeah,
because if they perfect that, bro, I mean, but people also are kind of stupid, too. People that don't know how to talk. Me get a large fried motherfucker, milkshake, chocolate milkshake, whatever. And, you know, AI, like, nigga, I'm not from Alabama, nigga. I'm from Harvard.
Yeah, 260 McNuggets. McDonald's ends AI drive-through tests amid errors. Order mistakes frustrated customers during nearly 3 years of tests. But damn. But it says, competitors like White Castle and Wendy's say their AI ordering systems have been highly accurate.
Mm-hmm.
They're partnering with IBM. I didn't even know this was even taking place.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They say AI misunderstands their order tallying up 240, 250, and then 260 chicken McNuggets. Like, what?
Them big bitches knew what they was doing.
They probably don't even... I feel like they wouldn't even tell them that it is an AI thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you probably wouldn't know.
Right.
Because I just feel like everybody, if they knew that this was a kind of drive-thru, they would just go there and just be fucking with it the whole time.
But I kind of want to conduct the test. But I think that might be what they was doing. I feel like they told them that this was AI. Because you get to the front, you be like, that wasn't your voice on the thing. And I feel like you could tell it's a system. Hi. I'm Mary. McDonald's is Siri. Yeah, that's crazy. I used to think Macbeth. Remember that play Macbeth? You ever heard of Macbeth?
Is that Shakespeare?
Yeah, I used to think it was like, a little white bitch from the McDonald's family who who her name was Beth, but since she owned a couple of McDonald's, she was McBeth. Anyway, yeah, man, I want to hear what y'all think about it. That's goddamn. I want to hear what y'all think about this in the comments, man. Like, I mean, this kind of society. This was a concept, but I mean, they broke it down so feasible. What do you guys think about super fast hyper rehabilitation that does not involve prison time, but rehabilitates you on a molecular level, mentally rewiring your brain and changing everything about you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do y'all think about that? Working is definitely ghetto, but that's why I say we all need an AI assistant. Okay, how about that? Your job is to monitor a robot doing your job. Could that be a job? Let's say, okay, you work at, Foot Locker, right? But you own a $20,000 Tesla robot and you bring that robot with you to work. That robot wears a Foot Locker shirt just like you. And you are the manager, even though you're the lowest level employee there, you're the manager of that robot. That robot works for you, not for nobody else, not for the company. It works for you. So now the robot does your tasks. What up, Tiff? The robot does your task instead of you. Like, with that, do you think that's too much? Like, imagine, like, you are responsible for one robot. It's your robot. Your robot. Like, robot, do these files for me, please, while I get on Instagram. And then you look up, and you're like, no, you're doing the fucking files wrong. I said, dude, these, you know, it's your robot. If it don't get the job done, that's on you. You could always step in and do it. But you have your own robot that you could get to do the shit. What do you think about that? Is that too much? If you don't own one, then you just end that bitch working. But if you own one, you have an assistant, an apprentice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have this mentee almost of, you have your own employee.
Seems redundant to me. But it's like, why, if you have that much money to, it's not like stupid expensive, but if you got 20-30K to throw at something.
Oh, no. They pay, it's like a monthly, like a car. It's like $750 a month.
Shit. I mean, even then. But it's.
I mean, I feel you, but I'm just saying, fuck it. They swinging it. Think about how many people do shit that they can't afford, right? Paying $750 a month for that robot, when you can make that robot paint, you can make that robot, like, you can have a side hustle where you manage the robot. You go to Home Depot. Me and my robot here, if y'all need some home stuff going on, come to your house. I'm sitting in the car. I told him to come in there and hang them pictures
up. But it's like, since you got to watch over the motherfucker, like.
No, it just really, it's about being responsible for it. Yeah. Like, it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, okay, this is on a personal level, because I'm looking at what Dejanay just said about how she's sick of work. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's sick of work. Like, for real, I be getting pissed off. I hate driving, dog. I be like, man, even though I love driving, my this is car, LA. I just hate, like, it's traffic, bro. Yeah, it's just crazy. It's, and it's just terrible. Like, you know, I do like, when I'm driving in my car, if it's traffic, I'll just hit autopilot and let the fucking car handle that traffic. I don't want to do it. I don't want my foot on the pedal. I don't want to be touching the wheel. I'm rolling up. I'm doing some other shit. But we all would be able to make money off of our investment of this employee that we have, right? You get home, it's your butler, right? You go out in public, it's your bodyguard. You at work, it is the worker. It's the worker.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, the point is, like, your job, you're still going to have a job, and it has to be to oversee this thing. And that's so, to say, how good is it actually going to do it? Because the minute it fucks something up, then you got to step in and watch over it.
Absolutely.
But, and the thing is, though, like, to say you're trying to do, you know, your entrepreneur shit, you want to do more things. So you got this motherfucker over here, and then you're somewhere else.
Right.
Okay. Now it's fucking up. Now you get in the ring, like, hey, your little robot nigga fucking up. And now you got to stop what you're doing to go take care of this to figure out what the hell is going on.
Right. But imagine you interviewing me, right? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm an engineer, electrical engineer. I went to, you know, Michigan State. I would love to be the EE for this plant. Y'all make cars, right? And they're like, cool. Yeah, I also have my own personal robot as well that works for me that increases my productivity by 150%. So I come with that. The investment that I've made in my footprint in the workforce is I have invested $30,000 into having a external worker. And I'm bringing that to the workforce saying, I'm going to bring this. You guys, you know, maybe they have like charging stations set up for motherfuckers who have that. But like, I could be a manager. You know, like, it's just, you could add to that.
I feel like it'd be more like the way you're breaking it down is beneficial to you, liability for the company.
Well, hear me out. Liability for the company or labor at a fraction of the cost with them not having to alter their infrastructure to include these robots, right? So now the robot going home with you every day. The robot is not property of the plant. The plant has not had to undergo any crazy, you know, every year, like my mom and my whole family, they worked at Chrysler. They would have the changeover where they had to go in there and change the machines to meet the needs of these new cars coming in where they got to make the, it's like, bro, they might not have to do none of that. If you got a robot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think for the small liability, I would have them sign something. You're responsible for this robot, the maintenance of this robot, But also, part of your insurance package, quote unquote, insurance for your robot as well. We provide that as a company, right? It's just like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, I keep trying to find these scenarios where AI could help in ways that free up the humanoid to be a better person, right? Like, free up the humanoid to do things like art, to do things that have expression, to do things that change the world. The robots could kind of keep the world going without us overexerting ourselves, so to speak. But to use our energy as fuel for our minds to be able to be like, I want to change the world like this, but I got to go to work. I'm going to send the robot to work. Now, how am I going to change? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm saying. And that's what I think. I think that I don't think the worst case scenario when I think about AI, but then again, like, I haven't had any bad experiences with it. I haven't necessarily had any good experiences with it, but I haven't had any bad experiences with it enough to keep me optimistic about what it could be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I just think, you know, and somebody said, iRobot, I already told you what's going to happen. Okay, so that's a movie about a robot turning and being a murderer, right? Now, imagine showing robots every movie that we ever made. You'll think that they'll think that we fucked up too? We go off of one movie, iRobot. But imagine showing a robot Boys in the Hood and trying to explain to them, that's not all black people. You're like, no. You niggas are foul. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, iRobot was one of the worst case scenarios, right? But it's like, it's a worst case scenario. Where's the best case scenario? Where's the best case scenario of how we could be enhanced with this AI shit?
When we're in control of it.
I mean, but it has to exist too. And it has to be something worth being a staple in our society.
It's more like when the good that comes from it is, what's the word? Proficient? I don't fucking know. Like, when the net is more positive than it is necessarily negative. Yeah. Right now, AI is netting negative more than it is positive. Mm-hmm. The way it looks to people seems to be positive. Nobody knows the negative sides.
That's like the WNBA. It's like, it looks great. Like, the optics are dope, but it's not making any money and it's not generating money like a league. However, we understand the need for it, and we understand that what we're going to do is keep throwing money at it until we figure out a way to make it profitable and for it to return on those investments. And we have faith that it will, based on the popularity of some new players, based on maybe some rule changes. I think that they need to let the basket down, maybe a foot, 9-foot rims in the WNBA will be insane. Because, you know, they're already doing it with these fucking But these sexy ass players now, them women look good. Cause back in the day, I ain't want to watch no goddamn stud, make no layup. I'm gonna turn this bullshit off. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck I look like? But now, you know what I'm saying? You got some cold ones. You know, the old girl from Chicago, and then you got Angel Reese over there in Chicago too. Rekia Jackson. D Brown's daughter. Like, it's some beautiful ass I forgot her name. She said her coochie was gold or some shit like that a couple weeks ago. But yeah, it's some badass women. And so I think that, like, as it pertains to AI, man, like, we're in early stages and we're throwing a lot of money at it because we don't know exactly what its main function is gonna be. Like, it could lead any of our industries down into a big boom of something we've never seen before. Medical. It can lead medical industry down crazy. It can lead the prison industry down crazy. It can lead the video game industry down crazy. It can lead porn down crazy. It can lead massage therapy down crazy. It can lead driving down crazy. Right now, we're just in the middle of AI, and it's just spiking a little bit in these areas. Nothing has made it to where that is the main function of our AI. You know what I'm saying? Like, AI has not really grown.
Because it's a balloon term. That's the problem.
Of course. But I mean, like, okay, so what else is a balloon term? That's like saying, like, it was a motherfucker who said, man, they'll never be able to bottle and sell water. You know what I'm saying? Because water's everywhere. Why? How could they? But it's like, dog, they do. They sell flavor oxygen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it has the potential to establish a real for real need in a niche in the game. Or a niche in the game. And I think that once it does that, like X-ray is X-ray. It found a huge need in the medical industry. But really, they could use X-ray. You know, they use it a little bit at the airport for TSA. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they could X-ray your car. Tell you if you got a gun in that bitch with a thing. They could have developed it down that path where police officers, instead of that gun for speed, they got a gun looking through your whole car as you drive by. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my whole point. These things get invented, and then it's like the best purpose wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, the best purpose. Like, X-ray became a medical term. But really, X-ray was just the fact that how amazing is it that we're getting a chance to see inside somebody's body.
Well, X-rays are literally a thing that exists on the frequency spectrum.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm talking about the X-ray machine.
Yeah, X-ray machine.
Right, but that machine and that technology to be able to use X-rays with radiation, because, you know, or without radiation if they could get better at it, but
it wouldn't be an X-ray at that point.
Without radiation?
X-rays have some, just
a tiny bit of radiation.
Yeah. Which is why they make you put the, go to the dentist, put the shit on.
But what I'm saying is, like, it also kind of, like, I don't know how much new X-ray is coming out.
I don't think they necessarily go too far with it. Now they're doing shit like, you go to the dentist, they kind of do, like, these camera kind of things. They do, like, more of a camera kind of thing. Because they probably want to get away from using X-rays?
Right, because of the radiation. And they don't, you know, but there's other ways to do that. We just can't fathom them right now. But if we ask AI, you know, so if
but AI only knows what, like, the thing is, like, it's what we know. And it's trying to throw it together.
But we don't even know everything that we know. Right? Yeah. Like, so if me and you working on something here, and it's a team working in China, and they know what we don't know, we know what they don't know, but all of our data is online. They shit is online in Chinese or in Mandarin. Our shit is online in English. We're never reading each other's research. AI goes in, takes the best shit out of their shit, the best shit out of our shit, and shows both of us a new truth based on gathered knowledge. So if that's the case, you know what I'm saying? Then it could, you feel me? Like, it could kind of get better.
I see your optimism with it. Okay, I'm just saying, I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, I'm telling you the what it is now. And when I said, because I like your WNBA comparison, but the thing about the WNBA is, like, if the shit were to go away, it hurts a field of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, if it went away kind of thing. The thing is, they can throw money at it because it's just something that we just decided that's what we care about.
It's going to be, right.
AI is, like, it's already net negative because of how it's impacting the earth. Kind of like how when people were doing the crypto mining shit, it's taking away oil, fossil fuels, and then it's also increasing energy. That's a net negative.
Crypto mining is such a crazy ass concept because it's like they really got these computer farms. And,
bro, I don't think you understand like what that one singular computer was actually using. That's the thing. These computers are fucking massive. So take a gaming PC and stack that bitch up 5 times.
Yeah, I already know.
At 1,000 watts for one PC. Now you have 5,000 watts per PC and you have a fucking
farm of
house that's like got 100 of them bitches in there. And then how are you even pulling that much power? And that's what makes it unsafe.
What are they getting? Well, you know what? I want to talk about crypto mining and this shit on this next episode. Anyway, y'all. We got to end this, man. I mean, that's the whole point. You want to end on a cliffhanger, man. Like, we talking about real shit right now. And we want to further the conversation with y'all in the comments. If you like what you see, please like and subscribe to Comedian CP page, man. And we're going to have a lot more of this. Anyway, my name is CP. That's Amir. It's been another episode. Always the questions, never the answers, man. We out this bitch. Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.